No matter how much good food is prevented from going to waste, there will always be a component of food that gets thrown away, such as what's left on a plate or trimmings from the kitchen. The 20-year solid waste plan, developed by the Ecology Action Center and approved by the Town of Normal, City of Bloomington, and McLean County, sets goals for commercial food waste composting. In the studio to talk more about commercial composting is Ecology Action Center Executive Director Michael Brown. Michael, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas.
Thanks for having me.
The goal is to expand coverage of commercial food waste composting programs to include 50% of commercial food waste volume between 2027 and 2032. Additionally, one of the plan's primary goals is to reduce solid waste disposal through composting and other methods. What percentage is McLean County composting now?
So food scraps currently we're generating, and this is data according to the 2014 Illinois DCO Waste Characterization Study, with also data supplemented from our own research locally. But in McLean County, we're currently generating about almost 30,000 tons of food waste a year, so 29,410 tons. The percentage of that that's being composted is pretty small. It's nearly 10%, and so that leaves over 26,000 tons of food scraps that could be recovered or composted or, used to some benefit.
How do we know? Where do those numbers come from?
So the DCO Waste Characterization Study that was performed in 2014, this was actually performed across the state, kind of county by county, and they actually went and did really in-depth waste audits. And so we, the Ecology Action Center, try and do waste audits both on a small scale, kind of the business scale, or sometimes on the municipal scale that we'll go and look at the actual waste composition of trash that people are throwing away. But in this case, they actually went much more in-depth, much more statistically valid than we're able to do, and actually went through and analyzed a slice of waste from the landfill and looked at all the composition. And so we have really highly detailed data as a result of that on what we are landfilling.
So what's the effect on the landfill of entombing celery stalks or pork chop bones or what have you?
Well, there's a number of issues here, one of which is the loss of valuable organic nutrients. And so we put a lot of resources into, growing our food, producing our food, transporting our food, preserving our food, all of these resources. But the food themselves, these are valuable organic nutrients that when we waste food or even just look at the food scraps and leftovers that can't be consumed, when we put that into landfill, those are essentially being lost in perpetuity. People do have some of a misperception that, anything natural, it's okay to put into the landfill, that it'll break down and it'll kind of return to the soil. Well, landfill is a isolated, closed system that does try and prevent decomposition, and it definitely isolates materials from the rest of the environment. And so to put food waste or other organic materials into landfill, it is going to break down, but it's going to break down very slowly in this oxygen-deprived environment. And so this is an anaerobic breakdown process, which happens very, very slowly. And one of the byproducts is methane gas, which is actually one of the more potent climate-changing greenhouse gases there is. And so in addition to the loss of these valuable nutrients that could be used instead, as an organic fertilizer, but also we are contributing to climate change by throwing food waste into the trash.
Michael Brown, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thanks for having me.
Michael Brown is the executive director of the Ecology Action Center, which developed the area's 20-year solid waste plan. Better Earth Compost, partially comprised of broken down food waste from Bloomington Normal, can be found at four locations in Bloomington. Find all of them and maps at betterearthcompost.com. This is Sound Ideas.